Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very busy day on today's show. Many of us have Apple phones and iPods and iPads and Beats. And well, Apple has come out with a warning saying keep those away from a defibrillator or a pacemaker. Whether you have one or not, if you got grandpa or grandma and you're ready to give them a hug this 4th of July weekend, you might want to do kind of like a TSA tech strip. And put it to the side so you could get through the metal detector, because some of these things can interfere with somebody's pacemaker or internal defibrillator. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how those of us who have been vaccinated for COVID think we could be footloose and fancy free. The World Health Organization is saying you guys probably should still be wearing masks. We'll talk about why they think vaccinated people should still be wearing masks. I know that's not going to be the most popular segment, but this is what I do. I need to report to you guys what's out there. We're also going to be talking about the snake season and scorpion season that are upon us. And in fact, I think I'm going to just open with that because very, very sadly, I did not represent women this weekend. And all the progress women have made in terms of being able to do things around the house, hold a job, hold a career, compete in the Olympics, do anything a man could do. I really failed my sisters when this weekend I had a meltdown because I was cleaning the kitchen and the lemonade pitcher was, I was going to get ready to fill the lemonade pitcher with some lemonade because my kids like lemonade when it's all hot. We just love our lemonade. And a big, nasty, ugly bark scorpion was just sitting there in the pitcher. Now, I've dealt with bugs. I was a biology major. I've done millions of experiments on, like bug collections, and I've dissected almost any animal from any sort of genus or species or whatever they make us do throughout school. We even had to dissect a cat. It was dead already. I love cats. I couldn't kill the cat. But the cat was dead. Not sure why. Maybe he got hit by a car. And I cannot bring myself anywhere near, we're talking inches, feet, miles, to a scorpion. Well, my husband's out of town. He kind of went to see some family before we all followed. I'm still working this week. So he's out of town. The boys were still asleep. It was like 1 in the afternoon. What am I expecting them to be up? Right? It's 1 in the afternoon on a weekend. And I'm by myself screaming in a kitchen. Cats are useless. Dog is useless. And there's a bark scorpion. And as we're going to talk about, the bark scorpion is one of the deadliest scorpions we have in the desert. It looks like the striped scorpion, but it's not. The striped scorpion is supposed to be much less venomous. But this bark scorpion, really bad. Really nasty. You just don't want them. And it is in a lemonade pitcher. And how many of you don't drink from a glass? You drink from the carton. This could have been all over my face. There wasn't any lemonade in it, but I was about to pour lemonade, and you don't really look in the pitcher. So, first of all, I'm done with cleaning. Second, I just started screaming and yelling, and I went to Facebook, just like I did with the last scorpion issue. Husband's not in town. I didn't have a man in the house. What's that going to help me with the scorpion? So I'm going to Facebook. I'm trying to find any of my guy friends who who could come over. I'm sure their wives are like, I could do it. I don't know, it's got to be a man. It's a scorpion, right? I mean, you realize, you know, do you understand the gravity of the situation? This is a scorpion. My friends are like, I could do it. So finally, my son wakes up in his underwear. So we take it outside, and all our neighbors, they've seen us in our least professional states, which is another thing. Neighbors, we need to talk about that. I love my neighbors. A lot of the Golden Knights are our neighbors, which are really, really cool. Sadly, they've seen me without makeup, right? Usually in our underwear, jumping around screaming because there's a mouse in the house or a spider or a scorpion. So sadly, I didn't even represent, I think, a typical Las Vegas resident who should be very immune to all of this, and I'm not. So anyway, we killed the scorpion. I know many of you wanted me to protect any of God's creatures. I get that, but it's a bark scorpion. And these bark scorpions will call their friends. And then the bark scorpions will be in your house, and the sting can be so deadly. You need something called an Ascorp, an anti-venom. Not all hospitals might have an Ascorp. And so scorpion stings, which we'll talk about, aren't good. But what blows my mind is, I am a woman who has, I thought, shattered so many records and stereotypes and boundaries and glass ceilings that, you know, many of my mothers and foremothers and grandmothers and aunts had to break. And I couldn't deal with a scorpion without recruiting a man. And I want to apologize to all women for that. I realize that I did not represent. I should probably be stripped of all my PMS and perimenopausal privileges that I use. I don't think I'm ever allowed to say ladies first to try to get in line in front of a man. I think I have completely lost all privileges. And I want to apologize to you women out there, because I know you all are very capable of killing a scorpion. But as far as I'm concerned, I just couldn't do it, and I really thank men, and I'm very grateful that men exist, because I could not get through a weekend with my husband out of town without there being a man around to be able to do what needs to get done. So I am grateful, very, very grateful. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how it is scorpion and snake season, because the drought conditions make it even worse. Scorpions and snakes, you would think they'd be fine. They know what to get in the desert. They know where to find fluid and water and heat. And they're going to slither and creep all up into your house. And that's not good. Don't go away. We're back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I live in the Southwest, and we always have nasty heat waves and weather patterns that just will fry worms on the sidewalk. It's just hot in the Southwest. Sadly, a blistering heat wave has been demolishing all-time records in the northwestern U.S. and Canada. We saw temperatures soar triple digits and even higher. And AccuWeather meteorologists say the summer sizzle hasn't even reached its peak. And so their team of forecasters are describing this heat wave as unprecedented, life-threatening, historic. In fact, I believe in Oregon and in Seattle, they had to not only stop COVID vaccination clinics, but Olympic
trial, I guess some of the Olympic trials and the competitions, not for the, or the pre-Olympic trials or the qualifying rounds had to be canceled. It was just so, it was that bad. Apparently in Portland, Oregon, they usually see the upper 70s in June, you know, and it's kind of nice. I've never been to Portland, Oregon. Can't wait to go. It hit 112 degrees on Sunday, breaking an all-time record high of 108 set a day before. And then Seattle also hit just record temperature. Seattle is usually nice and cool, maybe at its warmest in the 90s. They skyrocketed to 104 on Sunday. So what happens when there's the heat? Not only do we have heat illness, which we've discussed, how you could get body cramps and aches and fatigue, and slowly, if you don't hydrate and get your salts in and stay out of the heat, you could start going into heat exhaustion and then possibly heat stroke. But I'm more fearful of the animals out there. And usually the March through October time of year is snake season, scorpion season. But they say the drought is causing us to have more sightings. In fact, one of my friends in Las Vegas was just jogging, came across a rattlesnake, just went right across her path and slithered into a person's yard. Kids play in these yards. And so I'm wondering if what's been happening, and we talked about this last year, is with lockdowns and people changing their exercise habits, and even many places, such as in California, you had to be outside with a mask so you couldn't run and exercise. And so I know when we had lockdowns in my neck of the woods, the park, Red Rock Mountains, the Red Rock National Park was closed. So you'd think you'd want us to go outdoors and not be indoors and be able to exercise and get some vitamin D, but the parks were closed down. So a big concern I had when things opened back up is if animals got used to there being no humans, and then all of a sudden we start to track down the path, they might not be ready and they might lash out. So I'm seeing a lot of pictures from people anecdotally of just snakes and things that really shouldn't be out there in the open, but they think it's their land because humans haven't been around for a while. So, I posted some pictures. In fact, you are going to see some sightings of snakes going into lakes and waterbeds. These creatures can't find food in drought-stricken deserts or drought-stricken areas, that they are going to seek water, and they are going to seek food near the water, and snakes will swim. There's a video, it was posted a couple years ago, of a snake trying to get to a boat. And there was a family, and there were kids, and they were screaming like in a horror movie. And of course, you know, dad, you see the dad go and take matters into their own hands. This is why I don't want to be dad. You know, I am very happy being mom. I will give birth. I'll deal with the episiotomies. I'll deal with the breastfeeding. I have no problem being with being the woman, as long as I am not expected to stand up and face the snake. All right? That's dad's job. I don't mean to stereotype men and women. I understand women can handle snakes too, but in my family, my husband has that role. He could be king. I don't care. I do not want to be anywhere near the snake. So anyway, there's this video, and I can't play it because I think there's some foul language because people are really freaking out, of a snake in a lake trying to jump on a boat. And the dad, of course, kicked it off the boat because the snake could then jump and attack the kids. That's some scary stuff. So snake bites, about 7,000 to 8,000 snake bites happen a year. That's going to a University of Florida Wildlife. Very rare to die from a snake bite, unless you get a venomous snake bite. Estimates from the CDC is about 5 people die a year from being bitten by a snake. And the snake venom is the culprit. They inject a venom that contains these neurotoxins and hemotoxins. So these can cause local tissue destruction, nerves, affect the nerves, affect breathing, cause extensive bleeding, and I have a picture of a snake with the venom trying to come from its teeth. It's a good amount. It's a little droplet, and that droplet is some pretty concentrated stuff. Now, not all snakes are venomous, right? But some can be, especially the rattlers. And so if what you need to do is be aware of your surroundings, try to avoid places where snakes will like to live. Snakes like plants and holes, rocky areas. They don't want to bake in the sun. So they do like to find shade. But if you are, let's say, I don't know, out on your yard and the ball kind of goes under the brush or a bush, be careful that there could be a snake there. If you do see one, slowly retreat. You don't want to scream and jump around and scream at it like a bear. Remember we talked about if you see a bear, you go, ah, you know, and you just, ah, you know, you try to, like, you know, let the bear think you're one mean mama. I'm a mama bear. I'd be like, look, you're a mama, I'm a mama. Right, let's just call it a day and go our separate ways. But with a snake, you slowly retreat. Many times snakes don't want to get into it with you. Right? You want to have pants on, not shorts and flip-flops, high shoes, boots, because snakes will most likely bite your ankles and feet. You might want to use a walking stick if you're walking around tall grass or in brush or out in the desert hiking. The walking stick will keep the snake away. Make sure your tetanus is up to date. And if you are bit, stay calm. Move away from the snake. I know a lot of times you want to take a selfie. If you could take a picture of the snake, not bad, because your doctor in the emergency room is going to need to know what bit you, but you need to get away from the snake first. Try to make a mental note of any identifying features, such as a rattle, right? Document the time of the bite. Do not try to catch the snake or kill it. Remove any tight clothing or jewelry from the leg or arm. You want to elevate. They say, elevate the arm or leg above the level of the heart if possible. I know people think, but the venom is going to go to the heart. It's going to swell. They recommend to elevate. Contact a medical provider. Call 911. Do not suck the venom out. Don't try to cut out the skin. Don't try to pee on it. But try to clean the wound with soap and water. Do not put ice. Ice could make things worse. Now, with snake bites, when in doubt, just get it checked out. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to worry about your copay. Snakes are pretty serious. Same thing with scorpions. Scorpion stings, as we talked about with the Arizona bark scorpion, their venom has neurotoxins, and it's interesting how that works. The neurotoxin that scorpions have, their scorpion venom is in their tail. So as opposed to a snake, you need to be bit. A scorpion, it's in their tail, and that tail coils and recoils, and trust me, that tail will get you. And the neurotoxin, it's called a chlorotoxin, and it takes the place of chloride, and chloride is needed for, on a chemical level, to have your muscles contract and twitch. And so when the toxin pretends to be chloride, you almost are in a state of tetany where your muscles are constantly twitching and they could fatigue and you could have trouble breathing and the heart might not work. And I mean, a scorpion venom is expensive. Right? Some people are using it to study. It's really expensive stuff, but it's dangerous. So to avoid scorpions that are now coming into your house, you want to inspect your shoes and your slippers before you put your foot into it. Or with me, the lemonade pitcher, move all your beds and furniture away from walls because these scorpions will climb walls. Shake the sheets out before jumping into bed. Seal cracks in your floors and ceiling and walls. And then don't walk barefoot and keep your pants tucked into some socks if you're going hiking. There's a sting. Call 911. Keep it, keep it clean. Acetaminophen for pain relief, but don't try to take anything if you're having trouble breathing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-VITAL-90. 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a dozen people are confirmed dead and more than 150 remain missing from the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida, a suburb of Miami. Families of the missing visited the scene Sunday as rescuers kept digging through the rubble, giving hope that someone could yet be alive somewhere underneath the broken concrete and twisted metal. Mayor Charles Burkett Sunday on NBC News.
We are going to continue looking for our residents and pulling them out until we get everybody out of that rubble. That's all we're doing.
A 2018 report may have exposed the faults of the building.
We're now doing a really deep dive into the documentation, into the communications that had been had over the years with that particular building.
A Pentagon spokesman said strikes were launched at operational and weapons storage facilities at three locations in Iraq and Syria Sunday evening in retaliation for drone strikes at U.S. military personnel in recent days. USA Radio News. A woman holding a sign as the Tour de France bicycle race got underway caused a major crash. She then fled the scene and is now the subject of a manhunt. Brad Bernard from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The fan who inadvertently caused a major pileup on the first day of the Tour de France could be facing a jail term as police have launched their search for the culprit. Jumbo Visma cyclist Tony Martin was on the right-hand side of the pack as they raced away from the starting line and could do little to avoid the fan who was facing away from the group and showing the sign to the passing cameras.
Anywhere behind Tony Martin and to his left, most likely you're going to go down. You really don't have a chance.
Road is super narrow. You see his crash there, and the domino effect just spreads it all the way across and closes this road down. So the guys from the back, along with the ditch on the right and left side of the road, there's no place to go. You just have to go right into the pile.
Sound courtesy of NBC Sports. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in a little bit, we'll be talking about the variants that are currently circulating in the U.S. and how the Delta variant, a variant of concern, is so concerning, such that the World Health Organization is now asking for even vaccinated individuals to get back in the masks. But I'm in Nevada. And we have done an amazing job in terms of vaccination rollout. But here to talk to us a little bit more about what we're up against is Dr. Adam Porath, PharmD, also board in cardiology, vice president and pharmacy services of one of my favorite groups, Renown Health. Dr. Porath, thank you so much for joining us. Let me see. Do we have you, Dr. Porath? Oh, have I lost you? Dr. Parath, are you there? Daniel, how are we doing? I'm not sure. I can't hear anybody. Okay. All right. So while we're waiting for our guest, okay, Dr. Parath, can you hear us?
I can hear you. You can hear me.
Fantastic. You sound great. Great. You're up in northern Nevada, correct?
I am. I'm here in Reno.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So, Dr. Parath, tell us what are you seeing in terms of vaccine hesitancy?
Yeah, you know, so at this point, I think that for the most part, the people that really wanted to get vaccinated have done so. And so right now what we're seeing is that there's folks that, you know, for whatever reason, the most common thing that I see is that I hear, well, I had COVID-19, so I don't think I need to get vaccinated because I have natural immunity. Some of the other common things that I hear have to do with maybe some misconceptions about serious side effects that they may have heard about on the internet, but are really unsubstantiated.
And interesting, we've had a study that came out saying that the immunity from the vaccines can last even years. So this is interesting because, you know, on the internet we get conflicting information where the shot will only last a few months, so you're going to need a booster, but then we also have some data saying actually the immunity could last years. Is it that for some people they'll probably have a much better result versus others, or what do you think's going on there?
We really don't know with somebody that had natural infection is to your point, how long is that natural immunity going to last? What we do know, as you kind of alluded to, there have been some recent studies that say that the folks that do get vaccinated after natural infection, we know that will lead to very long-term immunity, and likely, you know, those folks are not going to need a booster at some point down the line.
Nice, nice. Dr. Parath, you know, it's a vacation season. We're coming up on 4th of July weekend. How comfortable are you with people who are vaccinated versus not vaccinated in terms of travel?
Yeah, you know, I think at this point I'm very comfortable with folks that are vaccinated. I think the fear that we all have is that at this point you can't really tell just by looking at somebody who is and who isn't. And so the best way to protect yourself, protect your family and your community is to make sure that you yourself are vaccinated. I think the additional benefit with traveling is that if you're not vaccinated, you may have to go through COVID testing or perhaps even quarantining going to and from your destination.
Absolutely. And so these vaccines, we've been hearing from the news, you know, seeing the 95% efficacy and even better in terms of keeping people out of the hospital and avoiding death. There has been breakthrough cases. What are you seeing up in northern Nevada?
Yeah, so we have seen, just overall, hospitalizations have gone down since the peak up here, which was, you know, in the winter. We have seen some cases of reinfection, but those are pretty darn rare from what I've seen.
Fantastic. Now, your team and multiple other teams, I think, really defied predictions on how well pharmacies could roll out the vaccine. How did that go? Because it looked like it was going to be a real tough feat in terms of being, you know, a smaller location and trying to social distance. How did the vaccine rollout go in pharmacies?
Yeah, so some of the initial challenges around the retail pharmacy rollout had to do with the storage restrictions on some of the vaccines, like the Pfizer vaccine, you know, that was, requiring ultra-cold storage. That was really a challenge, I think, for some of these smaller sites that, you know, maybe couldn't afford to get an ultra-cold freezer just for that product. You know, now that some of those storage requirements have changed, and it's a little bit, you know, we can go longer in a regular freezer, we're able to offer that vaccine, which is an advantage because at this point, that is the only vaccine that we have that is been approved for adolescents. All three of the available vaccines in the United States, the Janssen or Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, we look at who hasn't gotten vaccines that are eligible, adolescents and young adults are by far our largest opportunity here still in Nevada.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Adam Porath, Vice President of Pharmacy Services at Renown Health. So many family doctors and primary care have reached out to me saying, you know, when are we going to be able to have the vaccines to get to our patients? It might actually overcome some of the hesitancy because many people trust their regular doctor. Do you see with, you know, because you're in the pharmacy industry, so do you see later the access starting to spread to primary care and local doctors, or do you believe that, you know, if the system is in place, this is probably going to be the main system to deliver these vaccines?
You know, one of the challenges with a primary care access to the vaccinations has to do with how it's being supplied. And so, you know, there's a minimum amount that you can order for each one of these vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I think is probably the largest barrier at this point, is that if you use the example of Moderna, which is probably the one that you can get in the smallest quantities, you're still talking about the minimum order is 100 vaccines. And mm-hmm. so given the storage requirements of these, it is a little bit daunting for primary care practices to figure out, how am I going to do this and not waste a significant amount of vaccine?
Agreed. It's not like the flu shot where we still have plenty, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, you being with your pharmacy background, do you foresee people being able to eventually get the flu shot and the COVID vaccine together? Do you think the technology will be there to allow those to be given in one shot?
I do. That's one of the beauties of the mRNA technology. I do think that probably in the near future, that's something that could be offered as a combination vaccine.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. I know people are concerned that the Biden administration didn't hit their benchmark, but I just have to say what we did was amazing because, you know, we have less than 50% enthusiasm of this country for the flu vaccine. And to see what we've done, you know, and thanks to you, Renown Health, and everybody involved, HHS, we're really, really grateful. I think it was a phenomenal feat. Dr. Porath, how can people find more information about you and the vaccines?
If anyone interested in getting vaccinated or just more information in general, can go to vaccines.gov, G-O-V, again, vaccines.gov, and find where vaccines are available to them locally. Again, if you're looking for a particular vaccine, like for adolescents, you can get that information on that site.
Fantastic. Thank you for all the great work you do. I'm in Reno a lot, so hopefully I'll see you one day and give you a hug for all the great work you and your team have done. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tragic what happened with the Miami Tower that collapsed, and we're starting to hear some bits and pieces of what might have gone on. Bribes, payoffs, all sorts of nasty things that might have happened. And sadly, there's multiple other condos that are up that have been built very, very similar that people are living in now going, should we flee? So voluntary evacuations have been now started for the sister condo. I can't believe it's taken this long. I would have started that probably that same morning. The original Champlain Towers had collapsed Thursday at 1:30 a.m. And it was in their sleep. about 100. Originally, we were told that one person died, originally we were told one person died and 99 were missing. Now the death toll has risen. Sadly, it's climbed to about 10, being that it's already Monday. Rescue teams are trying to use cranes to try to remove these large slabs of concrete. They are hoping that people will be found alive because of air bubbles and air pockets. But as we saw with the World Trade Center or any other sort of building that's collapsed, these air pockets can only last so long. And sadly, most people will not make it. This tower was built in 1981, and we're being told that it had not been recertified since then. There were scientists that speculated the ground was sinking at least the ground was sinking each year. And there was, let me get the amount of that. Hold on a second. I want to see. I apologize here. The ground was sinking and there were cracks and there were issues with the pool. And we're being told that the warnings were ignored and possibly there were payoffs being done. So according to Daily Mail, the developers bypassed a construction moratorium in 1979 by agreeing to pick up half of the $400,000 sewer repair tab. Now, the building was constructed and certified in 1981, but apparently they were able to bypass a construction moratorium because of some sort of kickback of $400,000. Other developers, they said, whose projects were still stalled, believed the tower's developers were getting preferential treatment and accused them of paying off officials in campaign donations. The tower actually was supposed to undergo a $15 million renovation project in order to pass a required 40-year certification, but it collapsed before then. As of today, 10 people are dead. 151 are still unaccounted for. So the collapse has prompted the city of Miami to urge condo owners to carry out structural inspections on all towers over 6 stories in the next 45 days. Now, we don't know what caused this to just buckle. And I know many people are thinking, I'm leaving now. See ya. But, sadly, it could be even more than, it could be any of those buildings. They said a consultant engineer warned back in October 2018 that the building was in need of numerous repairs around the base of the structure in a, quote, timely fashion. They say structural field survey specifically raised concerns about the pool deck area and underground parking garage. They say waterproofing was failing in the pool deck, causing major structural damage to the concrete slab below. The parking garage had abundant cracking and spalling. Now, that was meaning breaking. And that's the parking garage underneath the pool area. So we're looking at the base of this building not being strong. They say the report does not warn that the building was at risk of collapse, but the repairs were supposed to help maintain structural integrity. Now, if anybody understands physics, and if they understand beams and structures and forces, they know that the slightest weakness could be enough to possibly cause... Yeah, I think of a pimple. Some of you guys get pimples, right? Some of them will be cysts, and they'll be pretty deep. And you're trying to get it out, you're trying to squeeze it, nothing's really happening because there's layers. But then there's some sort of breakthrough that some of these pimples can find. And they find that weakness, and they could force, your body has forces. And we've talked about acne before. I try not to because many of you are eating. But with pimples, per se, they find that little sort of advantage or opportunity. And the forces that happen as the body tries to push out the bacteria and any sort of other skin and debris that acne can contain, the forces will push and it'll actually cause a snowball effect. and allow that opening or break to break even more. And so once you see one small crack, you know how, like my husband throws a fit when he sees a little dent or something that I do to the car? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's small. Well, small sort of defects can lead to bigger defects. So an attorney for the resident-led condo association said repairs were about to begin 2.5 years later. The report was released by officials overnight Friday. Questions are swirling over what caused the collapse. So it's apparently one of the developers, Nathan Reeder, faced legal troubles in the 1970s in Canada. And he was one of the developers. According to the Washington Post, Reber and his partners couldn't start construction because there was a 1979 moratorium because there were faulty sewers in the area. So allegedly they were able to skirt around that. So what sort of hope do these people have? It's not looking good. It's hot. People are praying. In fact, you know, very, very scary. One of the grandsons received 16 calls, 16, from what he believes to be the landline of his grandparents, and no answer, only static. Now, we don't know if that's just a redial or something that could be happening, but, you know, there's these grasps of hope that family members are telling us. In fact, we're hearing some family members are going over there and yelling and screaming for their family members' names just to see. I mean, I would, too. If I had family there, I'd be like, let me in. Let me scour the damage. But, you know, sadly, when you have all those stories that fall and it's buried, they have to actually remove the rubble, and it could take weeks. So they say, we continue to work the pile. We have over 80 rescuers at a time that are beaching the walls in a frantic effort to rescue those that are still viable and to get to those voids that we know exist in these buildings. We have found voids within the building that we've been unable to penetrate. They say mostly coming from underneath on what used to be the garage. We have been able to tunnel through the building. They said this is a frantic search to see that miracle, who we can bring out of that building alive. We are all holding out for that hope that we are going to be able to rescue somebody. So now the sister tower, the sister building is being evacuated. I'm not sure why that wasn't done before. But we don't have any mandatory evacuations. Residents have been given the option to relocate if they wish. FEMA funds will be allocated toward that effort. Not immediately clear how, you know, the residents will be able to access the funds. But right now they are working on trying to get other people out.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.